Good morning, church family. Look at someone near you and tell them, you're blessed of the Lord. You may be seated.
Le macriasi comana di conri asi crobriasa, eleri di comana credibria, icribria shakoria brianda criasi curia, icribrianda curia riabasha to the diroba, briasi crobrianda coria sato crediase, ecriasi crobria sato crediase, sela de diasa crobia shat credia, ecriasa crimania sacrobiasha, sata cardiasa crobiasha. Shat kuridiese se ke kokoko babakri iti kumanaria si ikri ika de koriamana kuridia se kurbiasha seleri diasa kurbiasha so kuriasa te kuridiese se kuriasa te kuridiese kurbiasha. This is what I will say to my people. This is a house that has been chosen. You were chosen before the foundations of the world. I put everything into place. I did not just decide that this house was a chosen house, that this house would be a house that would be propelled on the national scene. They will say, where did they come from? Who are these people? Why should we hear them? But when they see the power of the anointing that has been released and the word that is being confirmed by signs and wonders, then shall they know. You cannot listen to what others say. You cannot wonder if you're in the right place. If you are called by me, if I said this is the place for you, then this is the season. This is the time for you to start walking in the anointing that I have placed in this house. This is the time for you to wake up and shake yourself and say, today is my day to know my God and to do service for him. I won't sing about it, but I will be a vessel that when he says to move, I will move. And because I have pressed into his word, I will know where to move, how to move, because my ear has been trained to hear the voice of my Savior, my Lord, my King. I am a servant of the Most High God. Hear me well. You have to stop waiting and press in to what I have been saying. For the time is now, and I will not wait. I will not wait. I will move, and if I only have two people, then I will flow through those two people. You need to make up your mind. Are you going to flow? Are you going to flow? Are you going to hear the word that is being ministered and make it life in you? Don't just hear, but you have to possess the word so that you will be trained to go forth and do what I've called you to do.
Amen. Praise God. The men of valor are putting notes in your hand for today's message. And the ministers who can will be gathering together tonight at 6 o'clock to make further preparation for the Kingdom Life Training Center and for the leadership of this church body. So if you're not otherwise engaged about 6 o'clock tonight, just pray for the ministers to have wisdom and knowledge and revelation as we meet together to discuss what God is doing and leading us to. We're in Confession Part 3 today, and not enough can be said about the power of confession in a believer's life. In the first session, we talked about confession builds you up and how your confession must be built upon the Lordship of the Anointed Redeemer. Until you see him as Lord, It's not good enough to see him as Savior. It's not good enough to see him as healer. You must see him as Lord of all. A-double-L-L. He is Lord of all. And when you see him that way, then you can benefit from his lordship. But if you don't see him as Lord over your bills will eat you. If you don't see him as Lord over everything that would oppose you and come against you, then they will continue to come against you. But when you accept and receive his lordship, everything in your life that is unlike his lordship has to bow. Amen. So the beginning of confession starts with seeing him, the anointed redeemer, the Yeshua HaMashiach of God, as Lord. Yes. Pastor, what does it mean to be Lord? That means you have defeated what was not like you. You become Lord by the victory you accomplish, the triumph that you have, and it is given to you at salvation. Amen. A lot of people only think they got escape from hell or a bus ticket to heaven when they got saved. Oh no, you inherited the kingdom. Amen. You inherited his lordship and all that it provides. Your new covenant says you are joint heirs yes. with him. Yes. When my parents passed, my younger sister and I became joint heirs of all they had. And so I divided it and split it half and half. Because we were joint heirs. Some people think, well, his share is so much more than my share. No, God said, you have the same share. You are joint heirs. Joined to him by faith. Joined to him through his grace. Proper confession of New Testament scripture leads you to possession of what that promise made. You can have what was promised when you make the promise your own. Well, Pastor, if it's in the Bible, it just belongs to me. No, there's a mountain of deception between his promise and you. And you have to put it all out of the way. I'm not worthy. This is too much. How can I ask this? Simple. If there's a promise, it's yours. Last week we entered into confession part two. And we continue this week on confession because positive confession is one thing. Confession of Scripture is quite another. It's one thing when somebody says to you, how are you doing? Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Well, that's a positive confession. But when you say, I'm blessed of the Lord, I'm up to and capable for any and every situation of life, and nothing can stop me from my appointment with victory. Yes. Now, you're engaging the spirit of truth in your confession. Yes, I'm a believer in positive confession, but I am much more of a believer in positive word confession. How somebody can read their New Testament and find guilt and condemnation, I do not know. Your New Testament is full of promises of the blessings of the Lord and his goodness made manifold in your life. Confession of New Testament scripture accomplishes many things. One, it washes away misinformation from your past. I'm not worthy. I'm nobody. I have nothing to offer. I can't get ahead in life. Everything I put my hand to just falls apart. I'm a mess. No, positive confession says, I am the blessed of the Lord. He redeemed me from myself so that I could be like Him. Positive confession of Scripture causes you to see who He, the Lord, really is. Savior, healer, deliverer, ever-present help in time of need. Positive confession of New Testament Scripture causes you to see who you can become. I can become the righteous of God in Christ Jesus. I can become the healed of the Lord. I can become an heir and joint heir with the anointed Redeemer. I can become a son of God. I can escape humanity and enter into the divine family of God. Confession of the New Testament Scriptures causes you to have a change of the perception of reality. I know He said that, but I'm really sick. I know He said that, but I'm really broke. I know He said that, but I'm really hurting. No, your perception of reality changes. I'm the blessed of the Lord, and this lie is not going to steal my blessing. I'm the healed of the Lord, and this infirmity will not steal my health and wholeness. But you have to get the word in you and speak the word out of you and seize it as your word. It's not just God's word to the world. It's God's word to you. Positive confession of New Testament Scripture builds you up to do the work of the ministry. You'll get rid of all those thoughts of I can't when you start confessing who you are according to the New Testament. When you start confessing what you can do and what you can be, you change your perception of reality and you no longer see the problem as reality. You see the promise of God as the reality and the problem as passing. This came to pass, and it's passing right out of my life right now. Amen. As I continually say what He said, my mind is washed from stinking thinking. Stinking thinking is a deterrent to the victorious Christian life. You got to get rid of all the negative thoughts, all the I can'ts, I haven'ts, and I won't. And start saying, I can do all things. As I continually say what He said, my mind is washed of thinking, and a new picture of how He sees me and the challenges of my life emerge. And I realize He's already done it. He's already fixed it. He's already made it right. All I have to do is receive His answer and cast down the deception that's trying to convince me otherwise. Church, there are days that the devil screams in our ears. Nothing's going to change. You're stuck here. This is your doom and gloom of life. And you got to say, no, I am blessed with eternal blessings. I am crowned with life eternal. I am the redeemed of the Lord. Yeah. This morning, the Lord woke me up with this thought. And if I'd had time, I would have put it out as the thought of the day. But I didn't get around to it. He said to me, there are no barriers to the success of a believer's life. There are no barriers to the success of a believer's life except the ones they allow to be erected in their mind. Don't let doubt, fear, and unbelief into your mind. Don't let negativity into your mind. Don't let anything into your mind that is contrary to God and what His Word says about you. There are no barriers for a believer except the ones they allow to be created or erected in their mind. And once you get stinking thinking going on, it doesn't matter what God said to you. You'll go with that deception. You have to determine, I ain't letting it in. I refuse to think any less of me than what the New Testament says about me. By way of example, as you begin to confess the word, things change. From Philippians 4:19, I have listed several different translations. We'll start with the Voice. I can be content in any and every situation through the Anointed One who is my power and strength. I am strong for all things in the One who constantly infuses me. He who fills me with dynamite power has made me able to cope with any situation. These are all just different translations of the same verse, but you got to make it yours. I can do all things through Him who fills me with dynamite. I am capable of anything and everything in union with Him who endows me with power. Wade touched on something powerful there. In Him who is the source of my strength, I have strength for everything. You start saying that over and over again, and doubt and fear and unbelief will take a back seat. I can do anything I need to do because Christ is the energizing center of my life. Oh, Johnson nailed it there. I can do anything I need to do because Christ is the energizing center of my life. You say that over and over a few dozen times, and all of a sudden you think of you differently than you used to think. And then I read Vicki, it says, there's nothing I cannot master with the help of the One who gives me strength. There is nothing I cannot master with the help of Him who gives me strength. All of those are different translations of Philippians 4:19. But by reading them aloud, you take on a new strength, a new perspective, a new way of looking at things. Positive confession causes you to rule in life. Negative confession causes defeat. So the very same life can go with stinging thinking or with positive confession of God said. And which they decide to do will determine the outcome of every battle in their life. I have faced more battles than you have time to listen to. And Philippians 4:19 has become the battle cry of my life. because I know going in I'm a winner. It's just on what day and at what time my win is going to show up, because I will not accept less than victory. Well, Pastor, what if it takes a day? Sometimes it'll take 10 years. But what difference does it make once you get there? I grew up in a poor family. Not poor because they didn't have anything, but they had a mentality. And one day the Lord let me see that poverty is a mentality. It's not a financial condition. And I determined I'm not going to be a poor person. I went to work at 12 for 50 cents an hour, and I've worked my entire life. I've owned car dealerships, plastics manufacturing factories. I've flipped houses. I've done just about everything, because I will not be held in the grip of lack. I will not be held by poverty. But when I found out in the New Testament that I can have anything and everything that I want, then my life escaped to another level, not just positive thinking, but scripture promises of God reinforced thinking. I have given you a couple of pages here of things for you to begin confessing out loud. I have been justified, completely forgiven, and made righteous. I died with Christ and died to the power of sin to rule on my life. I am free forever from condemnation. You start repeating that every day, and you're going to be a force of God to be reckoned with. I've been put into Christ by God's doing. My salvation is not my doing. God put me there. I have received the Spirit of God into my life that I might know the things freely given to me by God. I have been given the mind of Christ. I have been bought with a price. I am not my own. I belong to God. And I can boldly tell the devil, "Shut up, fool. You're messing with God's property now. You're messing with God's property. The Lord rebuke you for touching what is His." I've been established, anointed, and sealed by God in Christ, and have been given the Holy Spirit as a pledge, a deposit, a down payment, guaranteeing my inheritance to come. Since I've died, I no longer live for myself, but for Him. I've been made righteous. As we're reading what happened to me, we begin to see ourselves in a different light, because every one of these things is backed up by new covenant promises. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The life I am now living is Christ's life. A life of victory, a life of triumph. This page is filled with confessions for you to make daily until your thinking is no longer stinking. You start looking at yourself in the mirror and say, "You're a force of God to be dealt with. You are the anointed of the Redeemer. You're seated in heavenly places. Positive confession allows you to become the new person salvation made you to be. The next page in your notes who I am. According to New Testament Scripture, and here as you notice, I have provided Scripture for every one of these confessions. I am the salt of the earth. I am the light of the world. Not I'm going to be someday in heaven. I am now. I'm a child of God, part of His family. I am part of the true vine, a channel of His life. I am Christ's friend. I am chosen and appointed by Christ to bear His fruit. I'm a personal witness of Christ, for Christ. I'm a personal witness of Christ, for Christ. I'm continuing His work. I'm a slave of righteousness. I am enslaved to God. I'm a son of God. God is my daddy. God is my daddy. I have people ask me, they say, when you pray, you say, Daddy God. And I go, yeah, because every time I say it, it reminds me I'm His child. I'm not somebody on the outside begging for help. I'm inside the family. And that help belongs to me as a family member. I am now a child of God. I resemble Christ when He returns. I am born of God, and the evil one can't touch me. I am sheep of His pasture, therefore I have everything I need. Church, I brought you these confessions to get you started. But once you have said these a few hundred times, you'll realize I can go to my New Testament and I can find any promise and I can make it my own. And as I say it out loud, I become what I said. There was a time in my life when the enemy was battling me. I was a new Christian, and I couldn't give a testimony that I'm the righteous of God in Christ Jesus. I believe that lie, well, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. If I am saved by grace, I'm no longer a sinner. I would think about all the things I'd done wrong, all the evil that had been accomplished in my life. And then I would start to think, how can God use me? I hear people who are lining up wanting to be in the ministry. For over a year, I wrestled with God and said, I don't want to do it. I'll wash the pastor's car. I'll carry the pastor's briefcase. I'll deal with the ugly deacons for the pastor. There in the early days of my ministry, I thought I was called to whip people who got out of line. Praying for you takes time. A quick smack to the jaw works real quick. I had to learn that my way was not His way. He had a different way. And I couldn't beat the devil out of people, although it felt good sometimes to try. I had to believe God to do what he said he would do about them and just turn them over to him. Great release comes when you turn that problem person in your life, just turn them over to God. And know that he will deal with them according to his love and grace and transform them to where when you get them back, they're different. They're new. I cannot overly stress the importance of confessing the promises of God. Just with the few I've read to you, a new picture of you emerges. I want every one of you to have that picture of you as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Of you able to do anything and everything at any time and in any place. There's not a place on the face of the earth that the blessings of the Lord won't find me. I've been to mission fields where they told me, you can't, you don't, and it won't. But it did. Because I would just get before God, and everything I needed was there. All over the world I found misinformation. If I could be in America, I could be blessed. No, God is God in the middle of the darkest jungle. God is God on the islands of the sea. Pause for a moment to think about the islands of the sea. I need me some island time. But church, begin to decree what he said about you and what you think about you will begin to line up with what he said. Then the devil is terrified every time you wake up. Because awake, you're a threat to him. Asleep, you're at peace from him. I will continue to give you confessions, but whether or not you use them is up to you. Your future depends on the words of your mouth. You are the prophet of your future. And Ricky, when I say what God said, I think differently about me. Winnie, when I say what God said, my vision changes. What I'm seeing is no longer the negativity. I see the possibility. Because his word in my mouth equals my victory. His word in my mouth equals my victory. Again, I want to complete today with what the Lord said to me this morning. There are no barriers to success in a believer's life except the ones they allow to be erected in their mind. If your mind is renewed by the Word of God, you don't see challenges, you see opportunities. You don't see problems, you see victories. I am the healed of the Lord. I am the blessed of the Lord. I am the anointed of the Lord. I can do all things through the anointing that infuses me with divine ability. I'm up to, ready for, and prepared in every situation of life. And there is nothing that can stop me from my appointment with victory. Are you getting anything, church? Let me ask you to do yourself a favor. Take these confessions home with you. It hurts my heart to see these notes laying on a seat because somebody didn't think they were worth even taking home. At least fake me out and take them with you till you get to the car. No. Put these words in your mouth. You don't have to go look them up, but I provided the scripture context where you can look them up. All you got to do is just start saying what's written down. And watch how the sun begins to dawn in your world, and the darkness begins to flee, and the light begins to give you liberty. Amen. I pastor the wealthiest group of people and the wealthiest church the world has ever seen. I will continue to confess it till you possess it. Amen. We are the blessed of the Lord. Yes. Daddy God, I've delivered your word, and your word is changing our thought life. It's changing our perception of who we are and what we can do. Your word equals our victory. So we determine to keep your word in our mouth so that Satan is barred from any action in our lives. We as the redeemed of the Lord have been given authority to speak your word. And when we do, your word becomes our word and we become like you. And the people said, Amen. You are the blessed of the Lord. Go with God. Remember, there's a time of refreshments. Cake and punch and other things that the ladies of the church would love to serve you. Go ahead and grab some calories before you leave.